meeting or in her commission meeting. So let me call this order of the Jackson County Reapportionment Committee to order on January 18th, 2022 at 3:30 p.m. Our first order of business is a roll call. Ralph Munyon?
Here.
Ruth Perch? Kiki Curls? And Senator Curls said she's still in a commission meeting. She'll try and get on if she can later. Paul Jungman?
Here.
Bobby Hernandez?
Here.
Okay, so we do have a quorum, so we're going to go ahead and get started, and we'll update Ruth if she gets online, and we'll definitely, of course, tell Senator Curls. First order of business is to approve the agenda. You were emailed the agenda in the last couple of days. Does everyone have a copy of that and kind of a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Motion by Bobby to move. I'll take a second by Ralph. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it. So our agenda for today is approved. That will take us.
I apologize. I just wanted to note Ms. Perch is online and she's unmuted now. We'll reflect that she's present. I apologize, sir.
Perfect. Ruth, welcome.
Thank you.
We're going to move into reading and approval of the minutes. You were all emailed the copy of the minutes from our last meeting, which was way back, seems like a long time ago, January 4th. And I would entertain a motion to approve, dismiss with the reading and approve the minutes.
I so move.
Second.
Okay, Ms. Perch moved, Bobby Hernandez seconded to set aside the reading and approve the minutes as you receive them. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? The ayes have it. The minutes are approved. And that will move us into new business. Let me start. I know that everyone has had access to the ESRI computer system, software system. I know that several committee members have been sharing maps back and forth individually, and we've had some offline, very brief conversations just today about those. I will tell you that I think this committee as a whole looks like we're closer together than we might thought of we would be walking into a redistricting committee with bipartisan people getting together. So maybe we're a good example for bipartisanship. I'm not sure, and I'm going to open up to the committee. I'm not sure what we do from here, except keep moving on and talking to each other about our maps. I'd like to open the committee up for any new business or comments about how we are and where we are now.
Mr. Well, Bill, I thought your comments to me earlier were, and my comments to you, were worth sharing with everybody to sort of get us, at least let them know what we talked about. And there may be other things too, but that may be a good place to start.
We have here's what I think my goal, and I think the goal of the committee and under the charter, what we're asked to do is to make these maps as fair and represent the citizens of the residents of Jackson County, and try and get the cities and the communities represented within one district, so they have a shared legislator instead of broken across different cities and communities. If we can get all of Blue Springs in one district, we get all of Independence in one district, all of the Summit in one district. You get into Kansas City, it's a lot different. You know, there's the Northeast area, there's Midtown, there's South Kansas City. So we have to utilize that. But I think that we're looking at the map as it existed before. Our duty to look at it, and I think we're closer to where we are to make sure the numbers get closer to the magic 119,000 in each district, and the 239 or 249 in each at large. So we've shared our maps, and I'm very confident that we're getting closer to where we need to be. I'm going to send a map to everybody of the ones I've been working on, and I have some from other committee members. But these things should be problematic, but it isn't going to be for us. And I say that jokingly, saying they should be problematic. They really shouldn't be, but they tend to be sometimes. So that's kind of my incentive moving forward here is we sit down with these numbers again. We keep talking offline between the committee members and see if we can fine tune our maps and get closer together than where we are now. And I think we're pretty close.
Well, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear. I had to go get some earphones, so I missed part of the conversation, most of it. But my perspective is that I drew what I thought would be a reasonable district for this my district, the first at-large district. But it's short numbers, and I want comments from both the two or three adjoining districts to give me some comments and see which way we can work on it.
Do you have that electronically, Bobby? Is that something we can all get our hands on?
Yes, I think the county put it together for me because having terrible communication issues here, my computer went out. I'm on an iPad right now, and my wife's computer went out, and our internet service isn't very good at all. Our phone service is even worse. But I can have I'll ask the county to send it to everybody.
Yeah, and Gary, Mr. Clifford, I know you're on with us also. Can we get that in the electronic form maybe and share that on Esri with us?
Hernandez? I'll do that right now.
And that will kind of get his concerns. And Bobby, I know that you've kind of been very focused. Well, actually, your whole career and life taking care of representing your area down there. And I know that's what you're focused on there. So I want to make sure I've heard some of your concerns. I'd like to see it in the data form, street by street, on what you're looking at, too, so we can make sure that those are concerns are taken into any maps.
Right now, it's underrepresented. It's undernumbered. The numerical numbers aren't there. So I need adjoining people to say what they'd like to see and see what compromises we can come up with.
Okay. And I shared it. I already just shared them.
Okay, perfect. Well, then that'll be something we'll do in the next week. Each committee member will take a look at those. We'll look at those concerns and see how we can fold that into each of our own different maps we're drawing. That's really all the new business I have, unless anybody else on the committee has any new business.
Well, Phil, I just want to mention that kind of what I told you is that you guys did a really good job on the at-large districts, and we're going to go back and revisit ours. I was under the impression they just followed the adjoining districts, but so we're going to go back and review ours and try to get it. So it's they're more compact and everything. And then what I told you, I thought our districts were more compact. But then you said, if I can share this, you said that you guys really tried to focus on the city lines, and so we're totally willing to go back and try to incorporate some of that, a little bit more of that stuff in, keep them as compact. Well, keep working, right? Keep them compact and try to get the city boundaries a little more, as much as possible, I should say, kind of lined up with the districts.
Pete?
This is Ralph.
Ruth, yes. Any issues you have? Have you taken a chance to look at anything that you want to add? You might be muted.
I just wanted to make a comment, Pete. Did you look at the New York Times in the 3rd Congressional District in Maryland when you sent out the compact communication?
Are you talking to me, Bobby?
Yes.
Yeah, I did not see that. What did it say?
It looks like an octopus.
Yeah. And that's why
I understand where we're coming from, and I agree with with what we're trying to do. But I want to say, you know, nothing's written in stone here.
Yeah. And for the people that are watching this meeting, there is a legal issue called compactness that the Supreme Court has looked at. And to design these things, you can't just make a long snake line thing to go over and start grabbing different types of voters. It's supposed to be done fairly. And every map that I've seen so far has been followed that too. So it's good that we are there. And Bobby, I can tell you, it is something we have to make sure we watch. You're exactly right.
Okay.
Ruth?
No, I'm on a different computer today and everything's kind of backwards. I'm pretty much in agreement. I was surprised that we were as close as we are.
So that's good. Paul, what do you think?
I was looking at you. I received yours today and I'm still having trouble with Esri, but it's not their fault. I'm sure it's me and the county, but I'm working with Ralph and he's showing me what his ideas are. And of course, Ruth and I'm very impressed of the fact that we're as close as we are at this point. This is very good. It looks like to me. And I think we're all working for the same thing, just to be honest with you. We want it to be fair and equal. So
I think you're exactly right. I think this is the moment in a committee like this, when you start sharing maps and you say, oh my goodness, or hey, we're going to get this done. So it was one of those, oh gosh, but this is good. And I think we all are, from the maps I've seen, we all are working on the same goal of trying to make sure the citizens of Jackson County are represented fairly in these district boundaries. As far as that's concerned, unfinished business. We have on our agenda the compactness memo. I'm not sure that we have that memo that we got from the county counselor's office. It's a really good memo. It explains the compactness. I think that the maps we've been passing around have met that legal standard. And I think we will all keep reminding ourselves of that legal standard as we move forward. So I don't have anything to address about that compactness memo unless anyone else on the committee does. Okay. Hearing none, is there any other unfinished business? How about announcements? Okay, let's talk about moving forward. I think we're kind of now into the nuts and bolts of this thing. It was a learning process to get our hands on the Esri software. It looked a little overwhelming at first, but I think it's a really good resource for us to work. So we really appreciate the county executive officer getting us each our own access to it. I think it would have been a lot more difficult. So I really appreciate you guys doing that for us. Made it a lot easier. And my proposal is that we have a meeting next Tuesday. And in the meantime, we keep working on this and talking to each other individually and seeing if we can fine tune this thing and get closer to where we can get a consensus on this. We'll be able to look at Bobby's concerns there. Senator Curls, it has some maps she's looking at too. And she'll be getting with us too within the next week. So my proposal is we have another meeting next Tuesday. Same bat time, same bat channel. If that works, if Tuesday at 3:30 works for everybody.
Does for me.
Yes.
I see you shaking your head, Ruth.
Yes.
Paul, what about you?
Yes, it's good for me. Yes, it's perfect.
Okay. I'm going to take that, Paul, as a motion. That Mr. Jung has made a motion that we meet next Tuesday, January 25th at 3:30. I need a second, please.
Second.
Ruth, second there. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, so we know our next meeting is going to be next Tuesday, January 25th at 3:30. I think if we need to talk daily, every 2 days, everyone has each other's emails, phone numbers. We have a great ability to access back and forth. I've been talking to Ralph, and I think Ralph has been talking to Ruth and Paul. But Ruth and Paul, I've sent you a map too. Feel free to contact me too. But if you want to funnel through Ralph, that's fine too. Whatever works, as long as we're talking, as long as we're making progress. I don't want us to just put this on the back burner today and then pick it up next Tuesday. I go, oh no, we haven't made any progress. So let's all get on that. I'm going to look at Bobby's in the next couple of days and get back to him on my responses to his concerns. And I'll be talking to everybody about where we can fine tune and maybe make some compromises there to get us where we need to go. Mr. Clifford, do you have anything you might want to add, or any issues are coming from the county.
No, I just want to thank everyone for their patience with us as we've been trying to use this pretty advanced software. And we feel the same, and we're encouraged by the progress that's been made. But please don't hesitate to reach out if there's anything we can do to assist or help you as you move along. We are greatly appreciative of your time, and we know that these meetings are only a small percentage of the thought, time, and effort you're putting into them. And so if there's anything we can do, please let us know. And then also, we are here to help in regards to making these maps publicly available for input, thoughts, and potential public meetings in the future. So if that's a topic you'd like to discuss, maybe in the interim between the next meeting or at next week's meeting, we'd be happy to discuss that and how we can help.
Thank you. And that's an issue also I have in my notes, so I forgot to bring up. We have set up since last meeting an ability for the public to make comments or contact the committee. I have not received any emails yet. Ralph, have you received anything? I think it would go to both of us, but I don't have any.
Did I think you, there Ralph? Were two. It was one or two like a week and a half ago.
Okay.
I recall, but I can't give you any specifics.
And if you find them, send them to me, or if someone at the county can, I could have lost them in spam or something, but I want to make sure that I saw those. I don't remember receiving any. So, but again, we do have an ability on the county website to send an email to the committee, directly to committee, and we'll address that and get back to you, whoever the person in the public is. It goes only to us. It doesn't go to the county. It goes to only this committee members, and myself and my co-chair, Mr. Munyon, look at those, and we share them with the committee. I apologize if I haven't looked at those yet, but for anyone listening, anybody, member of the public that is listening, feel free to make any comments that you have about that or questions you have about those committees. We're here to serve the citizens of Jackson County. That's all I have. Any other committee members have anything else? I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
Bobby, have a second?
Second.
The second of Paul. All those in favor of to adjourn this meeting of the Jackson County Reapportionment Committee, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Seeing none, that motion carries. And we are adjourned until Tuesday, January 25th at 3:30. But we will be talking and working diligently in the meantime to fulfill this goal. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.